Item 5 has been removed. The next item, excuse me, on the agenda is item number 6, Kelly L. Parks and Jerry L. Lewis II, Oyster Planting Ground application. Mr. Badger, good morning.
Good morning.
Just a little housekeeping.
Yes, sir.
Kelly has K-E-L-L-E-Y, and I apologize if we have fixed that on the plat.
Okay.
Not the plat that you'll see, but it has been fixed on the final plat. And also at the very back of your packet, there are two more protests that we received yesterday. They are already in your packet. It's an additional letter from two people that were already in the protest packet.
Okay.
Okay. Kelly L. Parks and Jerry L. Lewis II request authorization to lease 57.74 acres of oyster planting ground in Hungers Creek, and this is Northampton County. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Arrow marks the spot. This is Hungers Creek, and this is Jacobus Creek, and the application is in both creeks. And it's about 5 miles northwest of the town of Eastville. A little closer view, in red is the application as surveyed. The original application was for 80 acres, which continued all the way down into here. The parks has backed off of this portion since this is deep water, unmarked channel, but still too deep to do anything in it. Mr. Lewis has one riparian oyster ground lease in his name, and that's right here, and he must own this lot right here, part of the Waverly subdivision, and that's for 1.81 acres, which in Northampton County it's a quarter of your frontage versus the half acre for riparian. His father has one lease in Occoquan Creek and another lease on the seaside, so his father has a total of 33.43 acres. And in addition, Mrs. Parks has one application in the Gulf, and that's for 14 acres, and that is also protested. And they intend to use the ground to plant shell and seed and spat, grow aquaculture oysters in bags, and our aquaculture clams, which require netting over the planted clams. I don't believe this area will support aquaculture clams. It's too muddy and a little bit too deep. And again, no structures will exceed the 12-inch above the substrate. A little closer view. Again, original application came all the way down here. This is deep water. And it goes on up into there. The majority of the application has a controlling depth of between 2 feet and 4 feet at mean low tide. The application is in an open, unmarked area that the public has used to navigate to and from the headwaters of both creeks. The bottom is mostly a mud mix with no submerged aquatic vegetation in it. Hungers Creek has a large amount of clam and oyster aquaculture. Most of that is towards the mouth of the creek. This area has been leased in the past, and there have been three existing leases, one here, and one here. They reverted back in the 80s and 90s, and the last lease was in this general area here, and that reverted back in 1999. What I've also done here is the yellow is the dashed line of where we believe the majority of the channel is. To mark this, we had our surveyor, Wallace Cooley, went out with one of the local watermen to show us where they use the channel, and that's his rendition of it. And we also took soundings across here, and it varied no more than about a half a foot anywhere across here. So basically, you're running down the center of the creek. And as you can see, by doing that, you're running down in the middle of the application. We received the application for oyster planting ground in January of 18, and that was for 80 acres. Again, it came all the way down to here. In response to our public interest review, we received protests from 8 riparian property owners. Stars are marking the location of the applicant or the protesters. There's one of the stars represents 2 people. That's why it's a little different than it's 8 people, but 7 are on here, star-wise.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. their concerns include their opposition to commercial operations in a residential area, and adverse impacts in navigation and safety issues. The residential area, this is Vaucluse Shores over here, fairly large subdivision. We've got a subdivision here. This is a subdivision up here, and there's a subdivision here and down through here. The rest of it is farmland. I'll leave this up and go through our recommendation. We would agree that portions of the surrounding area is considered residential. However, Hunger Creek has had commercial shellfish activity for over 100 years. This application would not change the commercial aspect of the creek. In response to our protest, concerns, the applicant reduced the size of their application from the original 80 acres to the survey 57.74 acres, leaving the main unmarked channel open. There is no defined channel within the surveyed area. Navigation in this area is mainly down the center of the creek. Mr. Park or Mrs. Parks and Mr. Lewis intend to use the proposed lease to plant spat on or seed oysters, grow aquaculture oysters in bags, or aquaculture clams. Again, there's no structures that would exceed the 12-inch above the substrate. They do not intend to install cages or nets in areas where boats use the waterway for navigational access. However, Regulation 20-335-30 does authorize certain shellfish aquaculture structures on leased ground, provided the structures do not exceed 12 inches above the bottom substrate. In addition, under the same regulation, the Commission can direct removal of any structures or any structures that cause more than a minimal adverse impact to navigation. Therefore, accordingly, after considering all the facts contained in 28.2, 609, and 618 of the Code and Regulation 20-335-30 and the concerns raised by the protestants, we're recommending approval of Mrs. Parks's and Mr. Lewis's application for 57.75 acres of oyster planting ground in Hunger's Creek as surveyed and mapped. The applicant, Mrs. Parks, is here, and what I see is we have one protestant that's here also.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions of Mr. Badger by members of the commission? I have one. Do you have any concern as far as the individuals working that area when they're underway and undertaking operations being an impediment to navigation in that area to those that would want to pass through the thoroughfare unimpeded? Is there going to be a problem?
I don't believe it will be. It's a fairly wide area through there. To fill up 57 acres, I think it's going to be difficult for the applicant to do that. Okay. They're new to the industry, so I think it would take some time. And again, we have the authority to remove them if they do. On the other hand, is it better to set a channel, separate it, so that it's never going to be a problem? And we can do that too, but that will be up to y'all. And I think people will discuss that.
All right, I'll hear the discussion. I'll give my opinion after I get finished. Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Badger. Is the applicant present or represented? I'm sorry. Ms. Everett, thank you.
One question. One of the protesters brings up that this won't leave room for commercial fishing, for forcing crab fishing to place their pots within the narrow channels left behind aquaculture structures. Was that looked at all, or a viable issue? Or
as long as you're not, you can still crab pot on top of someone's lease, particularly on the bayside. Seaside, there's a 4-foot. Difference, but on someone's lease, as long as you're not impacting their catch or their shellfish, you're able to do that. As long as it's not staked.
Okay.
Crab pots are not staked.
You don't see that being an issue, then?
No.
Further questions? Thank you, Hank. Is the applicant present or represented? Good morning.
Good morning.
Should you raise your right hand?
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Can you state your name for the record, please, ma'am?
Kelly Parks, representing myself and my brother, Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
15532 Smith Beach Road, East Old Virginia.
Thanks.
I have a little something written up. I do want to address a couple points that were just made as well, including the depth of our application. Dear board members, we currently own roughly 10 acres of uplands on Hunger's Creek, which will serve as our launch site for our clam and oyster operation. Last year, we took up a small piece of riparian ground along our shoreline. Due to existing ground leases in place, our riparian land was confined to a depth of 100 feet. Overall, this riparian land is no more than an acre in size. Given the relatively small size of riparian land, we wish to take up more ground within Hunger's Creek to allow for a full-scale operation. Riparian land is too small to support any sort of sustained growth. The requested lease tract is not only larger than our riparian land, but also better suited for clam and oyster growth due to its proximity to the mouth of the bay, which allows for a greater tidal flow. The requested parcel is the closest available land to our planned launch site. This parcel should be of adequate size to allow for sustained growth. We hope that you do approve the application and give us this opportunity to support a vital industry on our eastern shore. We are born and raised on the shore. We've been around and in aquaculture our entire lives, and we just hope to kind of add to and join in on this tradition. And I guess speaking to the depth of the application, if you ride up into that creek at all, you'll see that it's just low everywhere. So there's not a defined channel. I mean, we have a 10-foot Boston Whaler, tiny little, you know, hop along, and we could barely get up there in low tide, and it draws like maybe 6 inches of water, maybe. So it's really shallow all throughout. There's no defined channel. They might say it's through the middle of the creek, but everybody that's, you know, used to boats on the eastern shore, the channel's not usually up the middle of the creek. I mean, it might be a channel up the middle of the creek in this situation. And we did back off the lease. We went from 80 acres to, I think it's 54.74 acres. So we did back off substantially. Can I use the thing? Okay.
While you're doing that, what made you back off? Was that a result of negotiations with staff and...
With staff and opposition. Oops, I hit the wrong way. So all of the opposition that's in this area, the majority of it...
we don't have it.
Oh, darn.
Okay, there we go.
I'm usually up there where you are, so I'm not used to being down here. The majority of this... The majority of this area and the complaints coming from there was regarding the docks and the depth of the water near the docks. Obviously, we don't want anything that's deep water. We're not interested in that. All the area where the dock was, we were just like, take it off. We'll back off of that because we don't want to impede your access to your docks, obviously. If it's deep enough, there's a dock head, then we don't need it.
Now, one of the important things that we have as far as making these decisions, at least from my perspective, is what type of good neighbor you're going to be when you go start doing operations in places where people have already situated and have, you know, concerns. So,
yeah,
and
that's why we wanted to do it, because we wanted to work with the applicants, but we also realized that, you know, not every complaint can go answered. And at some point, you just have to trust in the law, and the laws are there that, you know, don't allow us to restrict boat access. And we realize that, and we don't want to do that. So I think we've tried to work with them. I mean, we don't want to carve out a channel because, honestly, we don't think that there is a defined channel. We've been all up in that creek. My brother has 10 acres up there. We're up in that creek almost every weekend. I mean, we are up there all the time. So we know it's shallow, and we know there's no defined channel. And like Hank said, it was oyster ground at one point. It sounds like it's probably abandoned. I think that's it. And I did look at bathymetry models. I'm a GIS specialist, and bathymetry models showed hardly any change throughout this whole acreage. So.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Ballard.
I think one of the questions is it's a large area you're applying for.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about your plans to propagate and why 54 acres or whatever the size was, 57?
Sure. Yeah, so my dad is a waterman. He's done clams, worked with clams his whole life. You know, you have to have some sort of acreage to get any sort of production out of it. Like Hank said, we'll be slow. We're just starting on our own. But we have that background, and he is a licensed waterman, so he has that knowledge. We've been raised around it our whole lives and just hoping to kind of jump in it. And we're not ever expecting to do anything huge. I mean, 54 acres isn't a whole lot when you're talking about an aquaculture operation. But just kind of starting small and hopefully selling mostly local. But yeah, just kind of staying small. 54 acres is not that much, I don't think. But and not all of it's going to be plantable either. So, yeah.
Okay. Further question? All right, thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And I guess I'll get an opportunity to...
Yes, ma'am, to rebut.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Anyone else in support of this application? Anyone in opposition to the application? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Wayne Galbraith.
Mr. Galbraith, good to have you here.
I have, let's see if I can find it on the map. I have this lease right here. Also have a lease on the other side of the creek. Where the star is, I've owned the, at least my family and myself have owned this property for over 50 years. And I've been fishing and using that creek for well over 50 years. I'm over 75. I know it very well, and what is going there, going on there?
What do you mean? What's going on there? Just the general lay of the land?
Yeah, the lay of the land. Now, where the channel is, and I would take exception to the comment that there is no defined channel. The channel that Hank, Mr. Badger laid out.
There it is. You got it. It's just up in the corner.
This, for a number of years, Rusty Gowan had put poles along here.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow this route. And this is most of the people. There's the development back up here, a number of homes that use this creek, and they follow this route. And Rusty's and the marked channel that Rusty put in. I should also add that it's a very muddy and shallow creek in here. And if this is leased, then we have no area. If that entire area is leased, we have no area that's not leased. We get down to this point, there's a channel, it's not leased, and then the Corps of Engineers has a channel that they've marked with buoys. So you block this entire area to all the houses up here, myself, and myself and the people along this area.
Can you show me where your lease is? Is that your lease on that map?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have this one right here.
Okay.
And when I applied for this lease, Mr. Badger indicated there were three leases in the past, and I had to wait for years before any of this became available. And when this lease, what was a one lease in here, became available, I applied for it. Mr. Showalter summarily changed the line. Are the boundary of the lease, and basically made it clear to me that I either went along with his change, or I wasn't going to get the lease.
I can't believe Mr. Showalter, and all due respect, would actually say that.
Well,
facetiously.
He animated.
But he can't speak for himself today, so we should be very careful.
No, he can't. But I'm also told that Rusty Gowan had applied for some of this, and he was also told that it wouldn't be looked upon favorably or with a favorable.
That must have been after Mac Rogers.
I don't know.
Figured. Okay.
But it was made very clear to me that it wouldn't be handled favorably. In time I came to agree with him that this should be left open. Now I don't object to the entire lease. What I object to is not leaving an area open for a channel and for public access. And that the lease could be, application could be modified. It'd be difficult to do, but it could be. This, as I said, it's very muddy. I can also say the clamming has not been good. We've had a very difficult time in recent years with clams in this entire area. Further down the creek, it's not a problem. This is because of the salinity. There's been a lot of water. And you can talk to the, some of you might already be aware of it. Oysters do very well in this area. But I object to the application, as do most of my neighbors, everyone I've talked to in this area. We object to the application in its current form, and we think that it should be modified. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Galvin? Mr. Zeke, and then Mr. Ballard.
How wide is that channel? You see where you got the yellow mark. How wide would you say it goes?
I don't know. I think, Hank, I'd have to get out my Google map and do the measurement, but I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about 5 feet, 10 feet, 100 feet.
You mean
width of the channel?
Oh, the width of the channel. It changes. I mean,
well, give me an idea.
100 feet, 200 feet, at the most. I mean, boats don't follow the exactly, but there's some poles that have been put out there that people kind of go around. The reason they put the poles out is they wanted to move people away from these grounds right here. These people get very upset when you run boats over their grounds. And we don't want that entire creek to be that way. I get upset if people run their boat over this ground or this ground. I know exactly what their concern is. And yes.
First, Mr. Ballard.
Has Mr. Badger explained to you that there are methods available if the activity on the lease becomes an impediment to navigation?
I think, he's explained that, but you're creating an unnecessary hassle and problem and conflict. It's just not needed. I would say common sense tells me that that's not going to work.
Well, I can assure you, if it's a problem, common sense versus our law enforcement division, it'll work.
Yeah, but who wants to go to all that hassle? I mean, is it necessary when you can provide a remedy at this point?
Yeah, I understand. Further questions, Ms. Everett?
Mr. Griffith, what do you grow on your grounds, and are boats traveling across them?
Oysters and clams. And the clams haven't been doing too well in recent years up in this part of the creek.
And boats are traveling across
the creek. Oysters do very well.
Should the other question, Ms. Everett?
Boats are traveling across your leases?
No, the boats follow this path right here. I think Hank has a pretty good... I'm not sure exactly where the posts are along here, but there's a post out here. This is accurate. They're right up the middle here, turn, and then go down. I usually swing out further when I go out in my boat.
Ms. Lusk?
I don't know if this is a question really, but I also see that there's another branch of that channel that goes sort of up the creek. This direction that travels over leased ground, and I'm just wondering if that causes a problem for those leases.
I don't think, there are people that have large leases that only and only put a few clams in one part of the lease and the rest is open. I don't think there's anything currently in this area. I mean, I do it in my boat quite often. And I haven't noticed any leases in this anything here at all. There are crab pots. There are a lot of crab pots along in here, a lot of crab pots along in here, and all in here. The crab pots stay off the leases. The crab is used as quite this area and this area and this going down the channel. They use this quite a bit.
Further question, Mr. Zeta.
What would you say would be a reasonable corridor width-wise where that yellow line is?
Oh, Hank seems to think 100 feet would be adequate. It's hard for me to judge. I mean, if it were marked, 100 feet would work. If the applicant, for instance, had this area here and the applicant put posts out and marked it. But who's going to mark it? That's the problem. You get down the creek further, it's marked. The leasees here have marked theirs very well. I have posts out and still people will run their boats over it occasionally.
Further question? Did you know this lease was available?
Yes, and because of Mr. Showalter's attitude, I don't think this is a very good area.
Let me follow it up. Did you? How long ago was Mr. Showalter's comment to you?
Oh, that's well over 10 years ago. I have to go back. It is maybe when I originally got the lease. It's been quite a while.
Okay.
It's been,
had you known this lease was available, would you have applied for it?
No. Because of the navigation issue and because of the it's very muddy in here. As you get further out, it's very hard to do anything.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition to this project? Ma'am, you have 3 minutes to come up and rebut, please.
Mr. Galliabreth kind of contradicted himself multiple times. I believe you guys asked him if any boats traveled across his lease. He said no, but then he continued to tell you that boats do travel across his leases. And also, if you do pull up the depths here, Mr. Galliabreth's leases are actually deeper than mine. So I'm kind of wondering if the channel would be in a different area should he, you know, not have that lease taken up. And also, he said that there's no planted grounds up here, but he's so familiar with the creek, almost that whole plot is planted. So I'm just not sure where he's coming from. I kind of think he would have applied for it should he have known it was available. And, you know, that's that. I think a 100-foot channel is just ridiculous. Maybe they're 20 feet at the most on the eastern shore. And you're going to see if we cut out any channel here, I mean, it's going to be so cut up, it's probably not even going to be useful. And I guess as far as planting, clams might not do the best, but oysters love mud, and oysters will do great there. And luckily enough, oysters require a little less attention than clams do, since we don't have to net them and that sort of thing, or dig them either. And we love oysters, so they do a lot of good for the creek. Let's see.
Can you wrap it up, please?
Yes. I think him mentioning Rusty Gowan shouldn't be considered. He's not here, and he shouldn't be speaking on behalf of anyone else. And I guess I'll just use the rest of the time in case you guys have questions for me.
Further questions? Mr. Zadrin.
You heard mentioned that that area has been staked. Is that true?
I haven't seen any stakes in the recent months. Maybe it was staked at one time. Maybe the stakes aren't there anymore because it's not where the channel is anymore. These creeks, the channel moves from one hurricane to the next, the channel's moving. Smith's Beach at the Gulf, we live right on the creek there. I mean, that channel is all over the place in the mouth of it. I do understand taking up that area because you want access out, but there are laws in place to make sure that that access is still there.
Okay, thank you. Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard first.
Just a comment. I think we've seen a lot of issues like this, and as we see that map is largely brown in color, and a lot of the creeks are leased up and have been for quite some time. And navigation issues on the eastern shore are persistent throughout the creek systems, regardless of whether they have leases on them or not. I do agree with the applicant that the channel can change from year to year in these areas. Therefore, I'm not inclined to want to carve out over a 10-year lease a defined area where the channel would be. Typically, in these situations, leaseholders have the incentive to allow a channel through their ground because they don't want to clean up the mess or have their product destroyed from boats running over it either. And we do have methods in place if it does become an impediment to navigation to address that. So I think the applicant's been responsible already in reducing the size of their application. The channel entering that area, I don't believe, is any wider than 20 feet, so I certainly wouldn't see a need to create a 100-foot channel. I would move to approve the application.
Second.
Move to approve staff recommendation, if I can clarify.
Okay, there is the motion made and a second. Further discussion?
It's going to second also.
Okay. All right. Well, 2 seconds. Get that down on the minutes. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.